is dealing a new remote
on Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Senate debates President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package Thursday after agreeing to phase out payments to higher-income Americans in a compromise with moderate Democratic senators. The Democratic-controlled Senate is scheduled to reconvene at noon when it will consider a motion to launch 20 hours of debate on the massive bill. Republicans' response to the motion will likely be an early indication of the steep opposition the bill faces in the chamber. Security has been tightened around the U.S. Capitol in Washington, scene of a deadly assault in January, after police warned that a militia group might try to attack it on Thursday, an important day in the calendar for some pro-Trump conspiracy theorists. March 4th is the day when they have claimed that former President Donald Trump, defeated by President Joe Biden in the November 3rd election, will be sworn in for a second term in office. March 4th is the date when U.S. presidents were inaugurated until 1933. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a flagship election reform bill that would update voting procedures and require states to turn over the task of redrawing congressional districts to independent commissions. The Democratic-controlled House passed the measure by a 222-10 vote, which was mostly partisan. U.S. President Joe Biden urged Americans to keep taking COVID-19 seriously after the governors of Texas and Mississippi ended mask mandates in their states. Since taking office in January, Biden and top federal health officials repeatedly have emphasized mask wearing and social distancing and have worked to up the vaccination of Americans against COVID-19.